السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters, the special guest, very honorable guest, is going away very soon. Ayyamu ma'dudat, very few days and nights are left. We all have to take hisab of ourselves, analyze our activities from the beginning of Ramadan till now. Do we see any change in our daily routine? Do we find any extraordinary things within ourselves, or is still the same routine? Is any change took place as far as fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the feelings that during these nights and holy days I feel little better or little charged, and somehow I find different than out of Ramadan? Everyone individual have to see within himself what change up till now he has made it or he is feeling. Nothing has changed, still the same routine. Days are coming and going, passing, nights are going and passing. And so there is no difference whether we are alive in Ramadan or we are not, unfortunately. And that was one of the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned, that Allah this holy month of Ramadan is arrived, and in this Ramadan Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us one night which is better than 1,000 months in the ibadat. If anyone is deprived of that mercy and blessing of that particular night, he is really unfortunate. And it's only unfortunate can be deprived of the blessings of the great nights and days of the holy month of Ramadan. May Allah accept whatever broken ibadat, du'as, azkar, tilawat of the Quran, siyam and qiyam we have done so far. May Allah grant us to improve ourselves within few days and nights which is left in our hands. The opportunities comes and goes, my brothers. A wise person is that who grabs this opportunity and utilize it in the right way. And that person gets success, and that person gets pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He becomes close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, if you don't care, if you don't have any, you know, charge in ourselves, then it's going to be same. May Allah forgive all of us. Amen. There were four brothers. They were sitting together like friends, and they were discussing among themselves. They say, let's each other mention what is the best blessing he has in his life. Think of yourself, and you must say what is the best thing you find in your life. One brother say, Alhamdulillah, I am wealthy. I don't have to stretch my hand in front of anyone. Allah has granted me a wealth, a sufficient. I am wealthy. I am independent. Second one say, Alhamdulillah, I am healthy. I have no sickness, no disease. I am not suffering. I am sound and good. My health is very good. Third one say, Alhamdulillah, I have parents. Alhamdulillah, all three were mentioning what is the best in their life.
one regarded wealth is the best, right? So he said, I am wealthy, that is the best thing in my life. He doesn't care about Akhirah, about Yawmul Qiyamah, about Qabr, nothing. I am wealthy. I am sufficient content on that, I have wealth. So, you know how minor his thinking is, how limited, you know, his thinking is. The second one says, Alhamdulillah, health is very good, bountiful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, very great bountiful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot, deny it. But is that the only thing, health? What are you doing with your health? Are you utilizing to make ibadat, extra ibadat, standing at night, spending some extra time in the ibadat of Allah with your health, which Allah has granted you as a favor? Or you abusing your health somewhere else? Have to think. It's a great bounty, we cannot deny it. But what is the use of your health? Is going to help you in hereafter? Is improving your status in hereafter? Are you taking care of your health? It is great bounty, and Allah is going to question you about your health on Yawmul Qiyamah. How you spend it? How you utilize it? Third person said, I have parents. Alhamdulillah, great bounty. No one can say, no one can deny it. It's a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that people have the parents. Those who deprive of the parents, they are suffering. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted the mother and father, if you serve them correctly, keep them happy, in radhiyallahu fi radhil walid. One of the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is lying under the pleasure of your parents. If you please your parents, if they are happy with you, Allah will be happy with you. And if your parents are not happy with you, they are unhappy, they are upset, you are not doing khidmat to them, you are not serving them properly, you keeping them angry, you are not fulfilling their rights, and no matter how long salat you pray in the masjid, Allah is not going to care about your ibadat. Because your parents are not happy, He will not be happy with your charity, with your zikr, all other ibadat. First thing, please your parents. If they are pleased, I will be pleased. If they are unhappy, I will be unhappy. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the third person said, I have parents. Good, you have parents. How much you serving your parents? Huh? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al-Jannat tahta aqdami ummahati. The Jannat is lying, paradise is lying under the feet of your mothers. How many of us have mothers and trying to get Jannat through her service, through making her happy, through pleasing her? This is the opportunity, this is the golden chance for us to get entry into the paradise, because our mom is still alive. Those whose moms are passed away, they are deprived of this bounty. They don't have this chance. We have it. So appreciate it and make it use of it and make it means for us to let enter into the paradise. My brother Abdullah ibn Qayyim, Sheikh ibn Qayyim rahmatullah alayh, very great scholar of Islam, very famous, written so many books. He has mentioned in one of the book that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed a sinner with the 6 blessings. Can you imagine the mercy of Allah? A person who is the servant of Allah, right, disobeying Him with all his abilities which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him, abusing it, misusing it, committing sin deliberately, intentionally, and while he's committing sin, Allah is bestowing His 6 favors upon him. Can we think of, my brothers? Even our own parents, no matter how much they love us, the moment you disobey them, they get mad, they get angry, they snatch away your toys or your laptop or your cell phone or the car they've given to you. If you drive, if you don't take care of your car, they're going to take away the keys. But look at Allah. While you are sinning, at the moment, Allah will have 6 blessings upon you. Number one, Hilm, forbearance. He's watching you all the time. أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى نَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. So many places Allah warned us. You know, أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُ يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتِ. You know, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. Ayat of the Quran. هُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. Wherever you are, You're hiding from your parents, from your spouses, from your children. But Allah is there with you at the same time. He is watching you, what you are doing. Nothing is hidden. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. Even what you think in your mind, what is going on in your hearts, Allah is aware of that too. Right? So He is let you doing that disobeying thing. He's allowing you to do the sin. He's watching you. In front of your boss, if you disobey your boss, will he tolerate you? He will fire you immediately. I caught you red-handed. You are stealing. You are doing this in my office, in my company, in front of my eyes while I'm watching you. How dare you are? He's going to put him in the jail same time. He's going to call 911. Look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. He's watching you. You're committing sin. And He's forbearing. Help. He's giving you second chance. Maybe my servant will repent and will make sincere tawbah. So this is the first blessing. Otherwise, while a person is stealing or committing adultery or doing anything else, his heart should stop beating there and there. He will die. Or his legs should be stopped there, or his hands should be paralyzed the moment he commits sin. Or there should be some angel standing there the moment he commits sin, slap him very hardly. It could happen. Right? Allah has all qudrat. Inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. But it's not Allah. He is giving you chance. Let him commit sin. Let him commit sin. He's tolerating that. The second blessing. As he is sinning, Allah Ta'ala is still blessing him. Meaning he's still while stealing or while he's committing sin, major sin, right? Disobeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, still Allah is not stopping his oxygen, still providing his oxygen to breathe. It's all the limbs of the body still working and functioning for him. Nothing is stopped. So this is second blessing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bestowing all his mercies while he is committing sin. The third thing, my brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is covering. Sattarul uyub. He is not exposing. What if a person is committing sin, even in the darkness, in the private room, or somewhere where no one is there, and here something will come up on his forehead, and people will recognize, oh, he's committed sin, I can see the sign on his forehead. It could happen. It used to happen in Bani Israel, when they used to commit sin during the night, on their door used to be mark, angel used to come and mark on their door. The next morning when people used to pass through that gully and street, they used to see, oh, this door, the person has committed sin. Committed adultery or whatever sin here. Because on the door, the angels used to mark. And his sins used to be exposed in front of the public, in front of the people. Allah is not doing with us that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still hiding. Not only that hiding, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the hadith Qudsi, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that whoever is concealing and covering the faults and shortcomings of the other Muslim brothers, Allah will conceal his faults on Yawmul Qiyamah. Right? Whoever is covering the sins of others during this in this world is not exposed. Today we have a bad habit. If we find someone doing something wrong, we just pick up the phone and we advertise. No? Do you know this? Do you know this? I caught him, I saw him, I was there. He didn't see me, but I was there. Immediately, we are, you know, but this is the bad habit. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Sattarul Uyub. He is covering and concealing our faults and our sins, not exposing in front of others. He is not humiliating us in front of others. Number four, brothers, He opens the doors of Tawbah anytime. I repeated this hadith of Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala anhu several times. Inna Allah yabsutu yadahu bilaylin liyatuba musi'un nahar. وَيَبْسُطُ يَدُهُ بِنْهَارٍ لِيُطِيبُ مُسِئُ اللَّيْلِ حَتَّى تُطْلُعَ الشَّمْسُ مِنْ مَغْرِبِهَا وَكَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Every single day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wide opening his hands of mercy, so those who committed sin during the night, they can repent. And those who committing sin during the night, Allah is opening again the hands of mercy, so those who committed sin during the day, they can repent. Till the Yawmul Qiyamah, till the sun will rise from the West. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is opening the doors of Tawbah, and Allah is saying, okay, you committed sin, just come to me, apologize to me, make sincere Tawbah, and you will be forgiven there and there. So Allah ta'ala giving the chance to the sinner to repent and correct himself. The fifth thing, blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the sinner is, my brothers, sinners, sincere Tawbah will change all bad deed into the good deed. Another favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person committed sin right and left since he became baligh until the age of 60, for example. Never performed salah, never did any good action. Whole life miserable, full of sins, disobedience. After 60 years, he realized something stuck to his mind. And he said, Ya Allah, enough. Please forgive me. I want to change my life. There and there, Allah will forgive all 60 years of sin in a minute. It doesn't take long. He just wants you to see how sincere you are. It should come from the heart. And you must feel it, that I have committed sin. Admit it. That's it Allah wants. And there and there, Allah will forgive all the sins of 50, 60 years. Angels will say, Ya Allah, so many sins, I'm tired of writing. Angel doesn't get tired, but just example, I was making an effort of writing his sins for so many years, and look at the scrolls, and immediately in a second, you forgive all these things. Allah Ta'ala says, if you commit sin from the earth to the heaven, full with the sins, and come to me with one sincere tawbah, I will forgive all those sins, wala ubali, I don't care. No one is to question me why you forgive. It's my mercy. Right? So Allah is that merciful, my brothers and sisters. So don't lose hope. And the sixth one, my brothers. So what a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when a person is committing sin after sin, and then he's repenting, making sincere tawbah, and admitting all his sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only forgiving sins, yubaddilullah sayyatim hasanat. Is all bad actions of 60, 70 years will change into good action. Who can do like this? Who can do like this, my brother? Someone is troubling me and I say, okay, I forgive you and take this one on top of that. Take 10,000. Who will do that, my brother? It's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do. He's only merciful. No one is merciful like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's not even forgiving but changing all those bad. So the person will read, I should have done more bad sins. I could have get more reward. Look at Allah's mercy. My 60 years, bad actions change into good actions. There and there. I never made any effort for this. Allah's mercy. He's granting me a reward of my sincere tawbah. He's changing my bad actions into good actions. I'm a good person. Without making an effort, I'm a sincere, I'm pious person. Now why? My all sins are credited into the good action. And number six, my brothers, Allah will love that person who do sin. Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin. Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin. Who has, you know, their heart, that someone is insulted him, harmed him, caused so many troubles, and that person loves him. No one do it, my brothers. Human being cannot do it. We have the feelings. Sometimes we do forget, but we forgive, but we cannot forget. We forgive some person, right? We cannot forget. The moment we see his face, we, you know, it comes back. All those what he have done to us in past, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, we still remember it. It's there, stick in the heart. We cannot forget. We will forgive. We will not forget. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who commit sin. Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin wa yuhibbu al-mutatahhirin. Those who commit sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves them. This was the most, you know, the full of mercy ayat in the Holy Quran. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Oh my Prophet ﷺ informed my servants, those who oppress themselves by committing sin after sin,
لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. They should not be hopeless with the mercy of Allah. Allah will forgive all the sins. Allah is very merciful. So this few days is nice left my